Dear Cheap Astronomy, what's the latest with the James Webb Space Telescope? Alas, the James Webb Space Telescope is becoming a tale of woe. There were high hopes of maintaining its 2018 launch date up until around September 2017, when the launch date was shifted to 2019, and then it was shifted to 2020. NASA then asked an independent review board to assess project status, and in June 2018, that board determined that the launch couldn't happen before the 30th of March 2021. And to even do that, NASA would need to breach its already revised budget cap of $8 billion, requiring NASA to go back to the US Congress and explain that it now needs $8.8 billion just to get to launch. But the tale of woe is not that the James Webb will get cancelled. Far too much has been invested for that to happen now. The tale of woe is that it may now be much harder for projects of this scale to get the go-ahead in the future. Big-budget space telescope projects now carry a reputation for going way over budget and going way past their project deadlines. And no one is interested in hearing that this is how the world works. If this is how the world works, then people should be planning for how the world works in their project proposals. Given the money pit that James Webb has become, the rest of the space telescope community is crying poor, with WFIRST having come within a whisker of being cancelled in early 2018, although fortunately, it wasn't. Nonetheless, the upcoming 2020 Decadal Survey for Astrophysics has been directed by NASA to narrow the scope of any proposed flagship missions and cap their budgets at $5 billion. This is presumably to ensure there's room to manoeuvre with James Webb and with WFIRST, since both are not only yet to launch, but they'll both need money for mission operations 5 to 10 or even more years after they do launch. And sorry if you don't already know, WFIRST is the Wide Field Infrared Survey Telescope, whose launch date is sometime in the mid-2020s. Given that just like James Webb, WFIRST is an infrared telescope that just like James Webb is planned to be launched to the Sun-Earth L2 Lagrange point, it's lucky to still be a going concern, and you'd have to say that even if its future is assured, the chances of it launching on time and under budget are at best hypothetical. As to where things are with James Webb, the telescope is essentially built. Indeed, NASA announced construction was complete way back in December 2016. Things have gone awry in the subsequent testing phases. For example, the mission-critical, but quite fragile, sun shield was torn during a test deployment. The sun shield, not to mention the telescope's mirror, have to be folded up into the nose cone of an Ariane 5 rocket for launch, and then unfold, origami-like, once James Webb is in space. If that unfolding process doesn't work, it's pretty much game over, since we can't send anyone up there to fix it. The tear was apparently what tennis commentators call an unforced error. Some of the cables which make the unfolding happen weren't tensioned right. So it was human error rather than a design error. There's also been an issue with a set of propulsion system valves that all had to be replaced because someone cleaned them with the wrong solvent. Also, some shake testing, meant to mimic the conditions of a launch, shook loose some screws and fasteners. On the bright side, though, the whole idea of pre-launch testing is to find problems and to fix them. No one really expects to get through pre-launch testing without finding something that needs fixing. But this is the thing. The James Webb Independent Review Board produced a list of the project's major problems, one of which was human error, but another was an excess of optimism. The message there being that people should have been expecting the unexpected and made some contingencies for it. Perhaps the main thing to reflect on here is that it's time to get a bit more real about those project proposals. Space is hard, and for the most part, not cheap. So, gaining a reputation for submitting bogus funding bids is not going to help. Anyhow, ad astra, James Webb, hopefully in 2021, and best of luck to WFIRST.